Good morning, everyone. Morning questions with Jeff Doss. Hope you guys are doing well and doing great and having a great week. So we're in the middle of the week. I'm sure for many of you guys, it's, well, over this time, the weeks have kind of blended together. And we're not really sure what's the weekend, what isn't. But also with Memorial Day, that always changes some things with your schedule. So it's Wednesday. Hope you guys are doing well. And today is just about acknowledgement, all right? We talk a lot about calling yourself out and acknowledging the things that you need improvement on and noticing where you need those improvements and that growth. So that way you're able to grow and actually not fix some problems, but maybe go in a direction that will help you grow instead of just doing things the same, right? But there's another side of that. You also have to acknowledge your growth. You have to acknowledge and be proud of yourself, right? So what are you proud of recently, all right? What is it that you've done or accomplished or tried or took that first step recently that, you know what? You need to be like, hey, awesome job, all right? I know for me this week, especially for some of the kids that have done just taken to the next level, you know, like right now during this time, we have our virtual classes and there are some kids that don't miss a class. They do every morning class, every evening class, you know, and I've given them the opportunity to do that. And when some have said, oh, this is just different. I want to be in the dojo and, you know, I don't like being in front of a camera or whatnot. They haven't made those excuses and they've actually grown during this time. And so I told them, I'm proud of you. And I wanted them to realize some things about what they're proud of. And one of the cool things was that, you know, one of the students, you know, they had won the virtual tournament that we did. And they didn't say that was their problem, that they won their first tournament, you know, with a good division of 8 people and trying something new. They said that they were proud that during the seminar that we did, it was really hard and she struggled, but she kept going. And that was really cool because when you hear that from someone, you realize that, you know, you're inspiring them to keep pushing through and that struggles are just part of the journey, you know. And for me to see 2 or 3 yellow belts, white belts go and take a seminar from Joey Castro and myself, you know, with people that are high level, you know, martial artists as well, black belts and everything, they took that chance and learned and didn't say, oh, this is too hard for me or whatever. You know, they didn't make that excuse. And there's many that did that didn't take those opportunities to grow and still are. So what is it that you are proud of? You know, I would love to hear in the comments, think about some things. What are you proud of? All right. I know for me, I'm proud that I went ahead and did the Grand Slam online. 2 weeks of advertising, that was it, and did it and made it work and made it happen. And we've gotten a lot of compliments. You know, of course, there's some that still don't understand it, you know, as far as that. And that's okay. That's how we grow. We have to find new ways to keep growing in competition in life. But while we're doing that, we can make some changes, right? So that's something that I'm really proud of is that I've been involved in that and trying some new things and working to continue the growth of sport karate during this time, okay? That's one thing. And again, there's been some struggles. There's been some things that, you know, people that didn't like this or didn't like that. And, you know, and I just try to help them see it in the best positive way that we can and that how we can move forward through this and what we are learning and what the big positive aspects of this are. So what is it that you're proud of? We'd love to hear that. Comment throughout the day on this and call yourself out, not just on the bad things, but also the good things, all right? Recognize that. If you don't recognize your growth, just like if you don't recognize your mistakes, then you're still just sitting here, okay? You're not moving forward. So make sure you guys recognize, and maybe, you know what? Share about someone else too. Who are you proud of, all right? Maybe one person, share one thing you're proud of someone else for and one thing that you're proud of yourself for, all right? Awesome job, guys. See you guys the rest of the week. I know I haven't been on here as much, but I will be back soon, all right? Have a blessed day.